Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot, and today I'm talking to you about how to optimize your postnatal experience. And we're very fortunate to have my sister Madeline McRae join us today. Hi Madeline.
Hi, hi everyone. Lovely to be here.
Yes, it's a beautiful day here in Sydney, and I know we've got people listening all over the world. Thank goodness for the internet. And, you know, Madeline has had three children. She's very experienced in...
Four grandchildren.
Yeah, in holistic mothering and instinctive mothering. And she has learned a lot and she has great wisdom. So we were just talking about how today many women having their first baby are older. You know, I remember, Madeline, when I was doing obstetrics, you know, back in the 70s and 1980s, we would consider a woman having her first baby over the age of 35 an elderly prima gravida.
Absolutely.
That's back in the 70s and 80s. You were considered an elderly prima gravida and a high-risk pregnancy having your first baby over the age of 35. But today it's pretty common, and we have a lot of women having babies in their 40s.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, I know some.
Yes, it's common. You know,
40, even 43, 44.
Yes. Well, I've had patients who've had babies in their late 40s.
Wow.
And even one lady in her 50s, you know, by using natural progesterone and getting her weight down, but that's another story. But, you know, having a baby for the first time when you are older does make you a little bit more vulnerable during pregnancy to insulin resistance, impaired glucose tolerance and toxemia, where your blood pressure goes up, and to premature birth, things like that. So you need to have more awareness and take really good care of yourself, and, you know, exercise, not eating too much carbohydrate, and taking magnesium, which we talked about before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because the magnesium is fabulous. It helps actually in giving birth. If you're not magnesium deficient.
Because the uterus is a muscle.
Exactly.
Better contractions.
That's right. But also, it calms your nervous system down as well. And it will absolutely, if you're taking it during your pregnancy, it will prevent your child from being born with colic when your milk comes in. It will just absolutely not happen.
True.
But you... I didn't know that with my first child, so I know all these things from experience. But also, I think one of the very important things is to understand that the body itself is a brilliant healer, and the body knows what it needs. So no matter what age you are, in that first 3 months, and it doesn't matter... You know, like I know a lot of people now, they have to go in and use IVF and because they're doing it older. And that, it doesn't matter what your circumstances in those first 3 months. If you listen to what your body's telling you, which is a new thing, but the instincts are kicking in much more when you're pregnant. So you're listening and you'll get these incredible cravings. And those cravings are your guide and direction to what your body needs.
Yes, and often they are.
They are.
Because it happened to you. You were a vegetarian.
That's right.
Or vegan, weren't you?
No, I wasn't vegan, but I was vegetarian and had been for 8, 9, 10 years. So I was like, you know, wasn't... So obviously I was iron deficient. I didn't have enough protein. And there's my body trying to build a new organism. And so suddenly, I started to desire meat. It was chicken with sweet corn. It was ridiculous. And so I had to overcome in my mind my own conceptual framework of, oh no, I'm vegetarian. Either I was going to follow what my body was telling me, or I wasn't, but I did. I thought, okay, I have to have it. It was a huge crime. So... after the first 3 months, those cravings disappear, but your body's making the brain cells and everything, and everything's happening. So at a rapid rate. So if you listen, then, and make sure you're taking magnesium, and I know Sandra would know lots of other things that you need to take to keep a balance if you are older, then that's your best way forward.
That's right. Listen to your body. Yeah. And, you know, if you are a vegan, be aware that you could get protein deficient and iron deficient, and also deficient in omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm.
And you probably will need supplements. You definitely need iron. You'll need B12, not just in a multivitamin, not just in a pregnancy formula, but you'll need stronger doses of B12, iron, and get a really good fish oil supplement, one that is molecularly distilled to remove heavy metals, because a lot of women avoid eating too much fish during pregnancy because of the mercury.
Oh.
So if you get a really good quality omega-3 fish supplement that is molecularly distilled, and you might need to take 3 capsules twice a day, but you really need that omega-3 because the baby's brain is largely composed of omega-3 fatty acids and
right.
cholesterol. Another reason you don't want a low-fat diet during pregnancy. So, you know, if you really prepare yourself during the pregnancy by having a good diet, taking the supplements, the magnesium, the fish oil, the iron, the iodine, all that, then you'll go into the postnatal period after the baby's born with a lot more resilience. So your threshold to stress will be higher and you'll have less limitations. Because as Madeline says, you know, it's quite a challenging time, particularly for the first baby.
Yes, it's wonderful in the extreme and challenging. But I also think, too, in the first 3 months, you don't know. Like, I had very bad morning sickness. So I was vomiting all the time. I could hardly keep anything down. Mm. Now, that dissipates after the first 3.5 months, but it goes away. But what happens is it's very hard in those first 3 months to take supplements.
Yes,
and keep them
that's
down.
True.
And you feel so sick. I mean, you just look at things and it's like, and you've got hardly any food staying in there. So that's why it's very important to listen to your body. And if your body says, eat that, trust that. And then what happens after you've 3.5 months, then you start to feel quite magnificent. In fact, you feel like a superhero. Mm. And I'm sure that that's the same, whether it doesn't matter how old you are, there's the rest of the pregnancy until you get to the last 6 weeks where you end up getting quite tired and everything, you feel rather magnificent. So then you are able to supplement because you stop vomiting and you're able to...
That's correct.
Yeah, balance. Mm. Get the balance right in yourself. And so then when you give birth and you know it's... If you know in your mind that it's not going to be what you think it is, it's going to be more magnificent, and then there will be more challenges. So then you're kind of ahead of the game because you know that you don't know. And then you become more open and able to just go with the flow.
Roll with the punches.
That's it.
And don't have fixed ideas.
Don't have fixed ideas. Like if you need to eat meat like me and you hadn't, if your body's craving it, especially if you're not keeping things down with morning sickness, trust it. You know, it's that whole trusting, because mothering is the most ancient art, and it's all instinct, and those instincts will kick in. You just have to trust yourself and trust your body, no matter what age you are, and know that you will be taken way beyond your comfort zone, and that's okay. So, and you keep up the magnesium for yourself. And when the child is born, just so that, it, you know, you've got, it helps the child's new nervous system.
Take it every day.
Every day.
You need, your body uses a lot of magnesium.
Yeah.
It's not going to have any side effects. It's not going to build up.
No.
It's very, very safe to take a magnesium supplement. But take it every day.
Yeah.
And it can prevent a lot of problems
postnatally. Absolutely. Even it helps with the birth. It really
Definitely.
Helps in birth.
Definitely.
And, You know, even if you're bottle feeding, it's easy. You just mix it up with a little boiling, water, anything. You can add anything natural that the baby needs to help it digest, probiotics, glutamine powder. But the magnesium, you can always supplement.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, the reason why you felt so fabulous after the first 3 months is because that's when your placenta kicks in and makes all those hormones.
Right.
So, you know, the first 3 months of pregnancy, your ovaries are doing it.
Yeah.
But when the placenta gets to a critical mass, it's a huge hormone factory, and it makes lots of progesterone, lots of estrogen and testosterone. So you're having a hormone feast.
I was, I tell you, it was magnificent.
And one of the reasons why women can suddenly get depressed and exhausted after childbirth is the placenta comes out and they go into hormone famine. They have no sex hormones.
Yeah.
And in some women, this makes them very vulnerable to exhaustion, depression, and even psychosis.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, a lot of doctors don't realise the huge effect of giving some bioidentical hormones postnatally to quickly improve the mental state of a woman.
Yes, yes.
So it's important. You may need natural progesterone and you may need some natural testosterone. And particularly, we said, you know, with older women, they're not as resilient because their hormones crash more. Yeah,
that's right. And they don't have the same energy level. Nobody does. In your 20s, it's one thing. And as you get older, your energy is not to the same level. But that's okay. Everything's doable.
Yes.
It's just you have to know, okay, just relax, keep relaxed and take it. And you're just taking it one step at a time. And there's so many things you can do with it. You know, to help you naturally.
Absolutely. There's so much. You know, you can treat postnatal exhaustion and depression. It doesn't have to go on for a year or even 2 or 3 years. Because, you know, some women, they take many years to recover because they're deficient in hormones. They're adrenally exhausted, which can be treated.
Yeah.
And they're also nutrient deficient.
Well,
so they lack protein.
Yeah.
They don't eat enough protein. No. They need it 3 times a day. They don't have enough iron.
Yeah.
They're low in iodine. Yeah. They're low in another mineral called selenium. They're low in magnesium.
Yeah.
So you may need to supplement a lot.
Yes.
If you're exhausted. And, you know, another thing a lot of people don't realise is that the postnatal period is a very vulnerable time to manifest an autoimmune disease.
Right.
And we know that autoimmune disease is genetic, but there's triggers for it, like things like over vaccination or infections or whatever. But the postnatal period is often a trigger for the first manifestation of autoimmune disease in someone who's genetically susceptible.
Right.
So you may find all of a sudden you got a thyroid problem, which is autoimmune.
Yeah.
It could be over or underactive. You might get arthritis. You might get psoriasis. You know, all sorts of autoimmune diseases can manifest if you're nutrient deficient, if you're very low in vitamin D. That is very important to prevent autoimmune diseases.
Yeah.
If you're low in selenium, you're not sleeping, you're overstressed, all those things are like the perfect storm.
It is a perfect storm.
Yeah, it
can be. And I mean, as most parents in my own children now with my grandchildren, I remember my son said, "Oh God, I'm glad that first 6 months is over," because it's all new, it's brand new, and you are where you are, and it's a lot of things. So it's good if you have a fantastic amount of nutrient in your body.
Yes.
So then you're giving yourself the best shot you've got to smoothly go through and to not worry about things all the time. You know, we're always overthinking. There's so much information out there. It's confusing. Trust your instinct.
I agree. Yeah.
And just get through that. Just remain as calm as you can, because the child is as strong as an ox. Believe me, they're perfect. They're brand new. And everything will change. Like when you get to the end of the first 3 months, then the child, everything becomes easier. Once you get to 6 months, everything becomes easier. And it just continues on like that. So, yeah, it's surviving it. You just have to know, okay, it's going to be a wild and wonderful ride, and you just do everything you can to give yourself that extra.
You want a nutrient-rich body.
That's right.
Minerals, very important.
Yep.
And your hormones can easily be rebalanced if you do need progesterone and or a bit of testosterone.
Yeah.
It's not going to interfere with the breastfeeding. It won't reduce the amount of breast milk.
No.
It won't affect the baby. These are bioidentical hormones. You do need a prescription from your doctor. And you only need very small doses of testosterone. You know, some women experience a total loss of libido after childbirth.
Oh, you do?
And that's normal maybe
for normal.
2 or 3 months. But if it lasts for a year, you're going to be low in testosterone and progesterone, and maybe, you know, you're going close to menopause because older women are having babies now. And so your hormones can be measured, and this hormone imbalance can be effectively treated. And these hormones work within a few days.
Yeah, the problem is that not that many doctors know all this stuff.
No, they don't. Well, see, that's why integrated medicine is so important.
It's
because
fabulous.
You know, a woman with postnatal depression, well, she'll be given antidepressant drugs, which may be needed. I'm not knocking them.
No.
And she may be given more social support, which is important.
Yes.
Very important. And some counselling. But if she's physically and hormonally exhausted,
yes,
and that's not addressed, she will continue to struggle.
That's right.
So you got to treat the mind, body, spirit. You got to treat everything.
You have to. It all goes together. And and if the mother is in that state, then the child picks up on it too.
Yes.
So you make sure that you've educated yourself and you're aware of what the fabulous natural possibilities are.
That's right.
You know.
And Madeline will be bringing out a book called Instinctive Mothering. And we'll also be bringing out a book on how to optimise your postnatal experience. So if you have any questions, please email us from cabothealth.com.au or liverdoctor.com. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.